I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A former gang member found Christ, but now his situation isn't looking good. This is in Texas. But around the world, people are lacking food and clean water. The good news is one organization is working to raise awareness and make a difference, but they're not the only ones bringing hope to the hurting. We'll share these stories in the next few minutes. 2 days focusing on global awareness of environmental issues are slated for the month of June, World Environment Day on the 15th, and a day to combat desertization on June 17. For Food for the Hungry, these 2 days are more than just dates on the calendar, though. Gary Edmondson says they're a reminder of the commitment to eradicate food insecurity.
Teach the people locally that we've been given responsibility. God has created all things. God has created the environment. God has created the soil in such a way so that it would produce, and it would produce abundance.
With education comes practical training. Food for the Hungry sets up controlled environments where new methods of planting, growing, and cultivating crops are given hands-on application. And crops aren't the only thing Food for the Hungry focuses on.
It's estimated right now maybe 800 million people don't have enough clean water to drink. And somewhere between 6 to 8 million people are dying annually.
Food for the Hungry teaches communities how to create reservoirs, build pumps, and more. Walking alongside communities and governments is Micah 6:8 in action.
We have actually an intersection here, an intersection between the wishes of God, the words of the prophets, and what the government leaders now are seeking, and that is for there to be a place of justice and mercy.
And find out how you can support Food for the Hungry's efforts at missionnews.org. It's hard to believe in the United States some people could die for their faith, but in some cases it's true. We have one story like this from E3 Partners brought to us by MNN's Ruth Kramer.
Ryan and his wife Allison felt God's call in their lives to be missionaries, but they just never envisioned their field as Houston, Texas. One day Ryan met David, a man who was already a passionate believer. The two quickly became friends and began working together for the kingdom of God. And then all of a sudden, David went off grid. He was nowhere to be found. And Ryan couldn't help but think maybe David was done with their friendship. But it was actually more serious. Before becoming a believer in Christ, David was a member of the Bloods, a dangerous gang. And the only way out of that gang? Death. Though he knew the consequences, David gave his heart to Jesus anyway. He quietly stopped attending the weekly meetings and actually led four of the gang members to Christ. Pressure mounted to force David to recant, leading to a confrontation on his doorstep. Find out how David's story ends at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer for Mission Network News.
And caring for the orphan and widow, it's a command given to the entire body of Christ, not just something to be left to the government or placed on the shoulders of pastors. Life Matters Worldwide is one organization dedicated to helping believers carry out this calling, which is done through its LIFT program. Life Matters Executive Director Tom Lothamer.
LIFT is a ministry for the local church, and it's living in faith together. And basically, it's a ministry of the body of Christ, ministering to those in their communities that are chronically or terminally ill or other serious illnesses. And it's the body taking responsibility, the church, to minister to those and to their caregivers.
So far, about 15 churches have adopted LIFT. Lothamer says he's seen just how effective it can be.
A lot of times, they don't have the care. They're alone. And then when LIFT comes along and those caregivers and those volunteers come along and they're assisting that family, they don't feel alone anymore. They don't feel like they have to do this by themselves, but they've got not only all the support, but they have prayer support. And it's just amazing the difference it's making in lives.
Want to know how you can implement LIFT in your own church? We'll give you the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Then get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. That's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.